SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Southern California wildfires continue to rage, driven by powerful winds.
This is really just the last push here of these winds here today, and hopefully if we can get through today, we're going to have some better conditions for late week, and especially into Friday and Saturday.
Todd Hall with the National Weather Service. Fires have claimed as many as 12,000 buildings, including many homes. The fire death toll is at least 25. Another round of Senate hearings underway today for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, including Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, before the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength. And in pursuing these America First national security goals, will remain patriotically apolitical and stridently constitutional.
Hegseth denies anonymous allegations of wrongdoing in his personal conduct. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel and Hamas reportedly on the cusp of a ceasefire deal that would end the war in Gaza.
Hamas officials say they've accepted a draft of the proposal. The Israelis say there still is no deal, but they're also voicing optimism as final details are being worked out. Qatar, the Mideast country that's been mediating the talks, say the sides have not been this close to an agreement in months.
Correspondent Joseph Fetterman in Jerusalem. Inflation may be down, but it's not out. The consumer price index rose 2.9% last month from a year ago. Higher prices for gas, eggs, and used cars helped to fuel the increase. Stocks are sharply higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up close to 600 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 257, and the S&P 72 points higher. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear another religious freedom case.
The justices have agreed to consider a challenge to Obamacare lodged by Braidwood Management, a small Christian-owned business. The company doesn't want to be forced to cover certain kinds of health care, including medication for HIV prevention, because it, quote, encourages and facilitates homosexual behavior and violation of our religious beliefs. The High Court has been friendly to religious freedom complaints in the past, often ruling in favor of the plaintiffs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a prominent European Jewish organization says authorities across Europe need to immediately take action against a sharp rise in anti-Semitism. He says it's driving thousands of Jews to abandon the continent. Rabbi Menachem Margolin, chairman of the European Jewish Association, points out that some 40,000 Jews have already left Europe and have no intention of returning as a result of a rise in anti-Semitic sentiment in Europe. This is SRN News. A violent South American gang is losing one of its bases of operation in Aurora.
Officials say a Colorado apartment complex where armed members of Tren de Aragua, a Venezuelan gang, were caught on video entering a unit last summer, is expected to close in about a month under an emergency court order. Officials last week asked a judge to close the property in the meantime, arguing the situation reached a breaking point following the violent kidnapping and assault of two residents last month. The city's request was granted Friday. Four of the six men shown in the August video have since been arrested. John Scott reporting.
California has withdrawn requests for the EPA to grant the state authority to enforce more strict rules limiting emissions from diesel-powered trains and big rigs. The state is backing down, expecting pushback from the incoming Trump administration. More details at SRNNews.com.